Well, the passage we just heard from the prophet Isaiah more or less ended with the appeal, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And I think that is the message of Advent I would like to emphasize this year. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Now, Isaiah was a Jewish prophet living in dark times. So if we are going through dark times, Advent maybe can be for us a time when its themes of light can be an encouragement. So one of the things we do in Advent, which we just put considerable effort into doing, is lighting candles. Sometimes they struggle to stay alight, sometimes they go out, but we'll keep lighting them if it does go out. So our Advent candles, here's one from last year. So purple is the colour we tend to use. Churches differ a little tiny bit in their traditions of colours, but it's pretty common to see purple during Advent and to see purple candles. Some churches use red ones. Goodness knows why, it's so wrong. I'm just going to rescue Martha, I need your help again. Too much haste. Actually, don't worry about all this, because this is kind of making what I wanted to say redundant. This is the message. Keep lighting the candles. Well done. You can blow that one out. Good stuff. Thank you. Churches have different ways of adding a bit of meaning to the candles. I mean, it can mean what you like, but the way we tend to think of them is that each of the four candles can remind us of different stages, different kinds of people in the story of God's love and salvation. The first candle today commonly is used to remind us of the first people, if you like, who had some understanding of trusting in God, the ancestors of our faith, the so-called patriarchs, which I always like to think includes the matriarchs as well. Doesn't just have to be about the men all the time. So people like Abraham, but also Sarah. People like Isaac, but also Rebecca. King David. We won't go into his partners, maybe. But we get the point. But David was the ancestor of Jesus in the tradition of the Gospels. And it was in David's city, Bethlehem, where the Saviour was born. So all of these kind of links take us back in our thinking. So we're not the first people to believe and trust in God, and there's a whole lineage that goes back a long time. So the first candle can remind us of the ancient people of faith. Next week we'll light another purple one, and we'll say that it's reminding us of the prophets. So people like Isaiah, people who looked carefully at what was going on around them and looked for God's purposes and for vision and hope. And Isaiah, as I said, lived in a time of darkness, a time when his people were under threat from nations surrounding them. And many of his writings were taken up when the Jewish people were in exile. And it became for them a text of hope, a text of light in their darkness. The third candle, when we get to it, it'll be the pink one. I won't go into the colour today, but that will be the Sunday we remember John the Baptist, who in a sense was the last prophet to point to Jesus, the Saviour. And John is often seen as a herald, a spokesperson, who announces an arrival. We We might like to think of him as a bit of a warm-up act before the main performer comes onto the stage. And then as John recedes into the shadows, Jesus comes center stage, if you like, into the spotlight. But then is the light. And then the fourth candle, when we get to it, almost up to Christmas, but not quite, that will remind us of Mary, but you know, don't leave Joseph out, and how they brought Jesus safely to birth. And we can see Mary as a strong, faithful woman who was determined to believe and to trust in God. And we might also remember stories like when she and Joseph went to the temple with the baby Jesus, the young child, to present him to God, and that story of the stranger Simeon, who took the young Jesus in his arms and praised God that he had seen God's salvation, and he described it as a light of revelation for all people. So, patriarchs, prophets, John the Baptist and Mary, that's just one way of using our Advent candles. But there will be other ways we can think about light. So I encourage us all, let us walk in the light of the Lord this Advent, whatever that might mean. And I always like the phrase, you know, better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. So if we're going through hell, try and find a way of getting some light into your situation. Well, how might we do that? Well, we can pray in the light of God's love. So if it does get dark, try and find some time, some place to pray for light, which God promises us will come. So pray expectantly, pray faithfully, and never give up in God's hope. Another way we might encounter some light is through a bit of reading or studying, watching useful entertainments, or we can turn our attention to the scriptures. Now I offer you, I haven't got it with me, but the yellow hymn sheet today. Please, if you want to, take it away. I've just put on there 24 possibilities of reading the scriptures. All right, so it might not be your thing to do that in a very disciplined way every day. Well, even if you only read one in the next month, maybe try and do that. But if you've got 10 minutes, then let me take you that each day. If you've got 10 minutes, blow the dust off your Bible if you don't normally use it. Or, you know, adjust the scheme that you're already using. And have a look at some of those scriptures and look at the light they're offering us during this Advent season. And then finally, let us walk in the light. So pray for the light, sure. Read the light of the Word of God, sure. But I think mostly, live in the light and bring light to others. And when people's lights go out, try and bring a bit of light back to them. Keep lighting the candles, because they will go out. We all know that. Light fades so easily for us. But remember when that time when light faded for you, and the most encouraging thing that happened for you, I don't know what it was, but someone brought you some light. Well, we can all do that. We're all called to do that, to walk in the light and to bring light to others. Let us not be agents of gloom and despondency and darkness and hatred and war and all the things that Isaiah wrote against. Let us instead be agents of light, agents of peace, improving the world in God's name. And then we might get some happiness during this Advent, even though it may seem dark and difficult at the moment. So God bless us all. Remember these themes, but most of all, as Isaiah said long ago, let us walk in the light. Amen.